over a fireplace, what do you call that shelf?
Fireplace.
Over the fireplace, there's a shelf. What do you call that shelf?
Fireplace, that's what it's called, fireplace.
You ever call it a fireboard?
Well, I would, but the motion says fireplace.
And how about the above the fireplace shelf? You ever call it mantle or?
Mantelpiece.
And the thing is that you rest the logs in, you said you're called fire dogs. And you used to start fires with?
That's how it started.
And what the particularly rich pieces? You might use them to start a fire, you might use them for a torch. What'd you call those?
I know what you mean. Oh my goodness, because we used to use have oil in a bottle or something, have a cloth in it for the lamp wick if you didn't have a lamp.
Well, yes, that, turn up the wick, what did you burn in there?
Kerosene. Some say, well, it's that, but it's called coal oil now. We used to call it kerosene.
I see, I didn't know that. And made out of wood, you might use it as a torch. Do you ever call it fat pine?
Well, I just said fat lighter.
Fat lighter.
That's a good old saying, but it's fat. Where that pole won't catch that lighter, catch right now.
I see. where do you keep, where do you hang your clothes?
Clothesline, I don't know. In the house.
In the house.
Well, you have clothes racks. Sometimes you got a clothes closet to hang them in. You shift room.
And you have a blockhouse here, but if it were made of wood, what would you call the pieces of wood that go down the side?
Lumber?
That go down the side of the house outside.
Ceiling?
The ceiling. You ever call it weatherboard? Same thing.
All the same.
And what are we sitting on right now?
On cement.
And what is this part?
Lumber there.
I mean, what do you call
overhead.
What do you call this area that we're sitting in?
Porch.
And if it were smaller, what would you call it? Closer to this, over this door, a little. Upstairs.
Upstairs?
Do you ever call it a stoop? And a small fenced area next to the barn where you kept the cows before they were milked?
Cow stall?
The outside the barn, what would that be called? Stall inside, but outside it would be
a loft.
And do you ever see a fence made of rocks?
No, I don't think I have. See, in my childhood days, they made fences out of rails, split rails.
Here, they look like this, right? Did you have any names for those?
Fences? Well, just call them fence. Fence in your cows, hogs, your sheep, whatever you have.
What other kinds of wood fences did you have? You had a lot of wood in those days. You must have had different kinds of wood.
Well, they had oak wood, lighter wood, pine wood. Pine and lighter. It was all the same, but the lighter was fat. So pine wood, it just wouldn't catch that lot of wood. But it was wood just the same.
Different kinds of fences. Did you have a rail? You had a rail fence, and then did you have other kinds of fences?
Well, as far as I can remember, they had a rail fence, and then they split boards out of logs. And the rail fences had been on boards as long as that.
Right beside each other, like this. What do you call that?
A board fence.
Board fence. Did you ever use poles side by side? What was that?
That was a pole fence made out of poles. It was made out of poles.
Did you ever use the term paling fence?
Yeah, well, them palings and all combined and made palings. You know, just split these palings about like that, I reckon.
3-4 feet.
Mm-hmm. about that size.
Okay.
Now that's old, in my childhood days, the old that jump, but they don't have that, don't use that jump now. But yeah. That's old timey doing.
Well, that's what I'm interested in. how about a large wooden vessel with a handle that was open and you used to carry milk or water in it? What'd you call that?